Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
So slid in my car for the second time yesterday afternoon. So still a little icy in places out there. A little fishtailing. Nothing I couldn't handle, of course. So what do we want? Another wintry mix? Not me. I'm done. I'm over it. But we may get one. Possibly. Chances are increasing, they say, for a winter remix to develop across the upstate tonight through Saturday morning, beginning with rain and ending with snow accumulation. So be on the lookout for that. Plan accordingly. Yeah, so they're saying cold front will cross the upstate and usher in colder air today. Friday evening, we'll see the best chance of snow for accumulation with a 40% chance of precipitation. So we'll see. Just a heads up on that. Here's a heads up on this, folks. And every couple of weeks, I see something that gut punches me where I'm like, wow, that is a trend or a thing that does not bode well. And let me tell you what this doesn't bode well for. This country has become like oil and water. We have two very distinct cultures that are completely foreign from each other. And they cannot coexist. And if you had any doubt of that, this poll from Rasmussen should disabuse you of it. We can't live together. We can't. We can't compromise. There's no, you can't compromise with these people. They are stark raving mad to the point of insanity. This poll of Democrats. And you got to ask, are they becoming fascist? Are they fascist? Listen to this. 59% of Democrats in this Rasmussen poll of likely voters, 59 favor confining all unvaccinated people in their homes except for cases of emergency. So you'd become second-class citizens and you couldn't work. They don't care if you starve. 48% of Democrats, a plurality, by the way, 48% of Democrats think the government should fine or imprison individuals who publicly questioned the efficacy of the existing COVID-19 vaccines on social media, television, radio, or online in digital publications. So you know everybody who got canceled for being right, including yours truly. The first time I got put in Facebook jail, it was literally for posting a picture from the side of my mask box, saying that it didn't work to stop the spread of viruses. They said it was fake. It was literally a picture of the manufacturer's warning. I went to Facebook jail. They'd put me in real jail for that. Think about that. 48% of Democrats, a plurality, think the government should fine or imprison individuals who question the efficacy of existing COVID-19 vaccines, which don't work. They don't work. And again, we found that out in a leak from the CDC. Well, the CDC and the FDA were still lying to us. Literally that week, the leaders of the CDC and the FDA were still lying to us about the efficacy on TV. 2 days later, they had to go back on television and admit they don't work to stop the spread. They were saying they were 95% effective before that. So the doctors, who knew damn well that was a lie, the left to put them in prison. And they were right. So this shows you what I've been telling you. I've been telling you the left Is using cancellation on social media merely as a stepping stone to put you in prison for wrongthink? This proves it. Plurality of Democrats want to fine you or imprison you for questioning the efficacy of existing COVID-19 vaccines, and they're wrong on that. It gets worse. They'd also like to round you up for wrongthink or wrong behavior. 45% of Democrats, a plurality in a poll obviously means they couldn't get a majority, but the largest number of Democrats, the biggest group, 45% of Democrats favor requiring unvaccinated citizens to temporarily live in designated facilities or locations. So they want to forcibly quarantine you in COVID camps. And I bring this up, folks, to show you how radical they are, how frightening they are. This isn't about COVID, this poll. Don't think it is. This is about everything. If they would do this about COVID when they're wrong, that's why they don't want you to talk about the efficacy of vaccines, because there isn't any. They can't win the debate, so what do they want to do? Fine you, imprison you, and shut you up. Round you up. And it will be this way on the next issue and the next issue and the next issue. This is what has become normal to them. They are frightening. 47% of Democrats, again a plurality in this question, favor a government program using digital devices to track unvaccinated people, including microchipping them, to ensure they are quarantined or socially distanced from others. I think the most chilling is the willingness of 48% of Democrats, again, a plurality, to throw people in jail who question the efficacy of existing vaccines. That's frightening. It means free speech is dead in this country if they ever get total power. And look, folks, we're seeing them move in the direction of doing this stuff. I mean, has anybody else but me really paid attention to what's going on this week? The New York Times called specifically for war games. War games to plan for our major institutions, including our military, on our soil to combat right-wingers, who they say will start a civil war or a secession. So we need to be ahead of that. We need to have our military geared toward right-wingers on our own soil. That was 2 days ago. They even put a tweet out about it. Time for war games. Time for war gaming. Then last week we learned, what are they doing? Special Department of Injustice unit to go after right-wing domestic terrorists. Not left-wingers. Not the ones who did $2 billion worth of damage, burned our cities down, and did $500 million worth of damage in Minneapolis alone. No, not them. Not left-wingers. They're very specific. Right-wing domestic terrorists. They are preparing to do what their base wants. They are not out of the mainstream of their base, who wants you jailed and fined and maybe put in a camp for going against whatever is hot today that they're lying about, because they're always lying about something. This isn't conspiracy stuff. This isn't minority opinion stuff. This is the mainstream with these people. And wouldn't you know, did you see this? Literally right after the New York Times calls for war gaming, for a war on our soil against right wingers who they say are an extreme threat to democracy, the U.S. Army delivers. Did you see this in right up the road in North Carolina? U.S. Army announced they are set to conduct a, quote, guerrilla warfare exercise later this month in North Carolina, as demanded by the New York Times. Got to get ready for the war against the right wing. The troops will be battling freedom fighters. Freedom fighters. Insurrectionists. And those who want to secede from the Union. Well, we're going to have to secede if they're throwing us in prison for wrongthink, for misinformation. So when you think about this, this is not just something Mark Zuckerberg came up with. This is not just something, this is what where they are going, because their base wants them to. And that is astonishing to me. It's so much worse than I thought. The exercise will serve as a final test for Special Forces Qualification Course training. It places the candidates in a politically unstable country known as Pineland, where they'll have to, you know, battle right-wingers who don't accept the outcome of an election. You know, they could tell the soldiers they're battling the Chinese, Russians, Iranians, North Koreans, other foreign enemies, but instead they have them training to kill freedom fighters with liberty flags. And last year, we watched them purge the military. Is all this connecting up for you? It is for me.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.